Hello and welcome to Reused Assets. That's what we're called, right? That's the show's name?
Yep. You get it right first time this time.
Yes. Hello.
Bingo.
Well, cool. That's the show. And it's a show about a bunch of friends talking about a bunch of stuff, most video games, unless I do my job right and manage to derail it along the way. My name is Barry, and with me today I've got Mike.
Yo.
And Lee.
Yep.
And Zet's not here, so we'll manage to keep this one probably not explicit, which is fine, I suppose, but, you know, it's probably pretty good for derailing things, so I need my partner in crime back.
No, sorry.
Yeah, well.
He's done with. He's no longer returning.
Yeah. He's dead.
Yeah. It's just one of those accidents.
Next time this is being renamed the Zeth Ward Memorial Podcast.
Why would we want to remember Zeth?
I mean, he brings up a good point there.
And specifically, if we want to honor someone, why would we name the podcast after them? Jesus Christ, I'd be insulted.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just speak the truth to power, you know. How is everybody? It's November, which means it's getting colder. Days are getting shorter.
Getting fucking cold.
Turning on the heat. Bills are getting more expensive. And games are coming out.
And many games coming out.
Yeah, and parties are starting to happen for Christmas.
There is also many parties.
Yes, there are indeed.
You got it all right so far.
Yeah, I mean, just...
You're on a roll.
Just, you know, got the name right, got the sound I think is better. Now I'm just accurately summarizing the life events up until Christmas.
Who are you and what have you done with Barry?
I'm very tired today. I think that's what's happened. I'm wrecked. So, yeah. I made curry this week. I went out drinking because I was working, and that's what I do sometimes. And when I came home, I decided to keep drinking. And around 2:30 or 3 in the morning, I decided the best thing I could do would make a curry. My friend was coming over. I needed to make the food. And I was like, well, it'll be better if it sits for a couple of hours. So I woke up the next morning to find a fully finished and prepared curry for that day. Which leads me to think that maybe drunk Barry is more competent than not drunk Barry. And
yeah, I could testify for that.
I know you can be like a functioning alcoholic. Can you be like a non-functioning sober person? Like, what's the term for that? When you actually operate at a higher level because...
There's going to be some definition.
There's got to be a term for that, right?
Well, my party trick is being able to do long multiplication in my head when I'm drunk, so...
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Apparently. Mine is like I could just drink copious amounts. I do it pretty good sometimes.
Yeah.
No, they use the word sometimes.
Well, you're quite small as well, so like copious amounts, it's more impressive compared to like if I did it, you know, because like you're kind of like what? You're like 4'11"?
I'm a short ass. I ain't that much of a short ass.
Well, you're also ginger, so I mean, it's stacked against you. Maybe it's just being ginger makes you look smaller.
Basically, from my kind of, you're the fake Irish one. Yeah.
Hang on. How am I a fake Irishman? I've got...
You're tall and you don't look... No,
Irish people
Irish.
Are among the tallest in Europe. It's because of our diet of potatoes. That's true. Back in the 19th century, for the poorest, one of the poorest populations, we had one of the most nutritious diets because the potato gave us way more nutrients than, say, the diet of the poorer communities in other parts of Europe. So we grew taller and had more children, which was also the impact of Roman Catholicism, which was like, no. If you're having sex, you have to have the kids too. You can't have the fun without the responsibility. So combination of the two made us really tall. Well, actually, I learned this at a folk night out when I was doing the tourist trail in Dublin with some friends who were visiting. So no, that's not even from my history degree. That's from going out on the fucking tourist trail. And I almost got offered a job out of that too. Telling more stories. But yeah, I learned that. I thought that was really interesting. Because I knew
it is, actually. I'm not going to lie. I assumed you were bullshitting.
Yeah. No. I mean, he could have been bullshitting, but I believe what I say is true. How about that? And one thing I did learn during my history class is of all the things that stuck with me from this history course, which was on the French Revolution. Oh, shit, that's a segue. But no, I'm finishing my story.
I was thinking it myself.
Finishing my story. The one thing I learned is that the potato, if you include the skin, is the only food item that you can subsist solely on. So, for example, it's the only thing that you can eat, only it, and get enough of everything you need.
Really?
Well, I mean, it's not the best thing ever. You should probably supplement your diet with other things. But there's more vitamin C in the skin of a potato than there is in an orange, for example. It's got lots of other cool things that help your body not die. And yeah, it's also really cheap. So it's like students always eat pasta, but actually they should be loading up on those potatoes.
They really should. Like, let's just go down, like, you know, you kind of get the local farmers and they'll just sell you a giant, like a 25 kilo bag,
yeah,
like £7.
It's fuck all money, like. And hang on, like, do you eat potatoes often in England?
Fairly, like jacket potatoes and, you know, like baked potatoes, that sort of thing, and then obviously all the many other things you can do with potatoes.
Yeah, because we have a thing here.
Multi-purpose vegetable.
A lot of my friends' parents, like the dads especially, would be like, we describe them as like meat and two veg men, which is not a reference to ball and penis, but actually to having meat and then carrots and peas or something. But the potato is assumed because, I mean, of course they're going to have potato if they're having their meat and two veg.
Yeah,
is that a thing in England?
Pretty much. I think, like, I can't think of, like, just your standard kind of meal. So if there is, like, just meat and veg, that there would be potato with that. I can't think of a time where there wouldn't be.
No. I mean, yeah, it's pretty much the same here. I will say, though, about 10 years ago, give or take a year or two, the most popular dinner in Ireland was the Thai green curry.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to believe you, but
that's
at
true.
The same time,
I remember that distinctly.
In my head, I just keep going, he's talking shit, he's lying.
So far, every word I've said has been true, which is shocking. I know, right? The Irishman is not lying. What am I, Scottish?
Can we get Jeremy Kyle in to verify this?
How the fuck would what would Jeremy Kyle know about the most popular dinner in Ireland?
Well, you know, he's a fact checker. You know, he'll look at
I'm not trying to find out.
Am I thinking of Jerry Springer? I don't know. Somebody who has a lie detector.
Yeah, Jeremy Kyle, yeah.
Okay, that'll do.
I'm not trying to find out if the dinner is being eaten by my kids. You know, it's... You know, you are the father of that little fucker over there eating the potatoes. And I say, well, he's eating potatoes and he's 10 foot tall. I probably am the father, like, let's be fair. You know? That's not what we're trying to go for here.
No, we are now, sorry.
I don't know what just happened. What have I started here?
Yeah. Well, I'm on...
I'm trying to find out which potato is the father.
No. I'm the father of the kid eating the potato.
Is it that spot hit over there?
A bit of set dressing that the little fucker decided to eat. Because he's Irish and he's all the potato. I'm on ireland.angloinfo.com, which is like for expats in Ireland. I assume... English speakers or English people, and find out about the main foods that make up Irish cuisine. No mention of Thai green curry, I must say. This was on a TV show, like a shopping TV show on RTE, which is like our national broadcaster. Yeah. Today, it's so funny when you get told, like when you read about your own country, and they're like, this is what's really popular, and this is like what's...
Then you have no idea.
It's like, what the fuck? Hang on. Since Ireland is surrounded by water, seafood such as salmon and cod is common in Irish cooking.
Is it?
No.
Yeah, so like, they serve like the normal amount of fish, like in restaurants.
No, we serve fuck all fish. I mean, considering we're an island, like you think we'd be all about that fish, but actually, because we've got so much grass and our beef is so good, we're all about the beef. Like, yeah, we eat a bit of lamb and pork too and stuff, but we eat a lot of beef. Like, fish at home was for like those days when you weren't allowed to eat meat, like Ash Wednesday or Good Friday. Do you dirty Protestants have stuff like that too?
Well,
who are you calling Protestant?
Well, culturally Protestant.
My mother's side of the family is Buddhist? Irish, I'll have you know.
Oh, yeah? What part?
So technically...
Maybe I know them.
So technically... I don't know.
Leg?
Oh, listen, lads. Last story before we'll talk games, I promise. But, so, I came home to my flat.
That's a good start.
Yes, to the flat... sometime during the last week, and my housemate's brother was here, and he does a bunch of stuff on YouTube, and he was showing us the videos and stuff, and at one point, he was doing a video from his house, and you could see mountains in the background, and they're very nice mountains. They also look very, very familiar. I thought he was from some part of Ireland called Wicklow, and I was thinking that they looked a bit like the Wicklow Mountains, but then he turned out he was actually from the west, from very close to the village where my mother was born. I was like, oh, jeez, that's gas. You know, do you know this village? He did know the village, of course. And then I was like, do you know these people? And it turns out that my housemate's brother, and this housemate I had never met before I moved into this house, my housemate's brother is best friends with my cousin.
Well, that's fucking fabulous.
Yeah, I know, right? And it's the same set of cousins that when I was traveling and I went to Thailand, the first Irish person I met was my cousin. And I didn't know she was in the country. Isn't that shocking?
My mind's been blown.
I know, right?
I don't know what to say.
People know other people. Like,
yeah, no, it's almost as if we're all on the same planet. And, you know, you could potentially run into someone.
Well, there are more than 5 million people in Ireland. I thought it was kind of cool that my, you know, cousin's best friend is the brother of my housemate. But clearly, you're not that interested. Probably because you're all dirty racists. But
that is exactly why.
Yeah, I'm just going to jump straight on the racism card for this one.
You know?
Yeah, I agree. It's the simplest way out of any conversation, really.
Yeah. It's that or Godwin's law, let's be honest.
Yeah, you just instantly play the race card every time.
Well, like, I'm trying to think of a better term. I mean, we are technically, I mean, you're Anglo-Saxon, and I'd be Celtic, I suppose, but...
Dare you!
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry, I should file language. But is there a word for when you're just, like, being a...
Talking shit.
Well, being a prick to someone because they're from, like, you know, if you give people, like, from Scotland shit, like, You're kind of the same race as someone from Scotland normally. Like, well, I would be white.
I suppose the closest approximate word is xenophobe. But
no, but
that's kind of it. That's not really giving people crap. That's more hating people.
I tend not to do culture. I kind of just let everything. I kind of don't care.
Lee just insults the Chinese every now and then, and we go merrily along
exactly.
Our way.
I hate.
Well, I would say the Chinese and themselves see eye to eye.
Yeah, but I hate everyone equally.
Oh, racist.
So, it's the easiest way out. I mean, why would you pick your battles when you can just instantly hate the world?
You could just be an equal opportunity offender.
Exactly. I literally have no idea what we're talking about right now.
I haven't had any idea what we've been talking about for the last 15 minutes, like, but there you go.
You know, you're talking about cost-benefit ratio there and hating everyone. It's a lot of effort to hate everyone, and you're not really going to...
You'd be surprised. It's actually quite easy.
Yeah.
General, it doesn't really take much.
General level of score and just it's tiring, man. You know, it's like
you just pretend they're not there, and like you kind of learn how to do it eventually. You just every time someone talks to you, if you don't know them, it's just white noise. You don't really hear it. It's a really good way of living, I find.
Really? Like, yeah. Take us through a day to day. So, like, if you hate everyone, like, you get up in the morning, you brush your teeth, you're looking at yourself in the mirror. So, I assume you're just like looking at yourself, going, blah, 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 you know. Then you get outside. I mean, I'm assuming you brush your teeth. Maybe you don't. I mean, I don't know what sort of crazy customs you have over in your country. Like, you get outside.
Here be dragons.
Like I said, it's more the white noise thing. Just controller. It's kind of like just every time like just someone talks as I know them, I kind of just don't really hear them, and then they'll kind of like have to like if they actually need my attention, they'll like tap me on the shoulder or something, and then I'll pay attention to them. But
and then when you pay attention to them, are you actively scornful of them, or at that point do you just does the hate switch disengage while you have to deal with this person?
No, it switched to I'm gonna not be a complete dick to you unless you say something stupid, and then I'm gonna rip the shit out of you.
Hmm.
That's kind of the general. It's quite fun, really.
Hmm. What about yourself, Mike? You strike me more as a kind of a like an apathetic, more than actively hateful person.
Yeah, generally, it's like you know, I tolerate you until you give me a reason to think otherwise.
Yeah, that's probably about the way I'd put it. Actually, that works. Yeah.
No, it's like you know, if you give me a reason to hate you, I will. But generally speaking, I'll be like, oh, okay.
Sorry, I'm just taking notes for a second. Cool.
It's not about a hate culture.
I don't know. I think you made your feelings pretty clear.
I just kind of don't. I don't care. Like, I've been to like lots of different countries, and that. It's just like it's pretty much exactly the same as it was at home.
No, like, look, Lee. I mean, Wetherspoons is the same no matter where you go. Like, that's just a thing you have to say.
I'd like to think I've done, like, a good chunk of the world at this point. I've done, like, Thailand to New York and a good chunk of countries in between that.
Mostly water if you go one direction, like, in fairness.
Well, clearly it's the other direction I'm on about, isn't it? And it's all pretty much the same.
Yeah, you're right. See, this goes. So this is why you hate everyone, because you're just like, yeah, man, just, you know.
Apparently they eat potatoes in New York, too.
Get out.
Dude, I know.
Well, most of New York is Irish, so that's what I was informed of this
year.
Well,
no, the fake Irish.
The American Irish.
Just because your like, great-great-great-great-granddad is Irish, it doesn't make you Irish.
I know, right?
What do you consider, like, you know, like, when someone goes, oh, I'm Irish from, like, someone's side of the family, what do you decide, like, that, like, cut-off point is?
I feel like if you have to say it, like, that's probably the cut-off point. Like, I say it as a descriptive thing, but I think people who know accents or whatever, it's pretty clear I'm not from fucking...
Yeah, and you're a pretty obvious one, really. I mean, you're obviously Scottish. So, I mean...
Hey, man, I wouldn't be offended if you called me a Scotsman.
But, like, you know, I remember, like, just going to, like, when I went to, like, America and that, like, went to New York. So people going, like, oh, yeah, it's like, four or five generations back, so I'm Irish. It's like, that doesn't make you Irish.
I think they have a different idea of what it means. Like, for us, it's a very literal thing. This is a thing I used to give people a lot of shit for, and then I realized I was just being a bit of a dick.
It's true, though.
They're just trying to be friendly, man. I mean, they, you know.
I've got nothing wrong with that. I had a lovely time over there. It just confuses me more than anything. Well, it's just like all the Irish accents they have. It's like, how do you still have this Irish accent? How have you not, like, developed?
Practice. Same way you get to Carnegie Hall, man.
I have a friend who was born in Wales while his parents were on holiday there, but has lived his entire life in England yet claims to be Welsh.
You'll
do anything to try and not be English, right?
Like, just things that just don't make sense. How does, like, just because, like, yeah, so oh, yes, I'm a birth certificate, so that doesn't mean that's what you are.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, it's culturally speaking, maybe, or it's...
I've just come to the, like, conclusion that people are fucking stupid at times. And, like, I say at times, I mean...
That's a revelation.
Like, yeah, I know. It's pretty, like, game-changing here, really.
So this conversation has come back full circle to your just hate of pretty much everyone.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Like, well, we succeeded at last.
Yeah. A segue backwards in time.
Who knew? What?
What?
Segue to what exactly?
To a previous moment in the time conversation. So
those video games.
This is pretty much the interstellar of podcasts. You know, I mean, just throwing it out there, we've segued back in time.
Speaking of Interstellar, I actually don't have a link for that.
Well, I don't want to talk about it because in case people haven't seen it. It's pretty good. I liked it. A lot of people hate it. That's okay.
Keep meaning to. Just. Yeah.
Ah, don't worry about it. Yeah, just about the accents thing. Like, when it was funny because in New York, it was like, we'd be at a bar or whatever and be like, first of all, I was taller than most people. So people kind of like, when you walk up to the bar, they'd look at you like, huh? And then they'd hear you speak. Like, it wouldn't matter what you said. The next thing out of their mouths was, oh, you're Irish. It's like,
Yeah.
I'm instantly.
Do you really have to state it? Like,
Again, they're being friendly, but then I let the side down by being really uninteresting and just being like, yeah, I am, yeah.
Yeah, but it's just like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And?
I am. Good job. Medal for you.
Do you want a gold star?
I told you about this, did I? About having, like, language barrier issues in New York.
Yeah, because just general, like, slang and that.
Not even. They couldn't understand me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They just didn't get me at all. Like, I went in to buy a camera, and what's your name? Barry. Harry? Barry. Larry? And then he was like, Tarry? It's like, that's not even a name. That, like, it was just ridiculous. Or, like, I ordered I decided I wasn't going to drink for this night out. I was pretty tired. I've been walking all day. I hadn't eaten a lot. So I was just going to chill out and not drink. So I was buying a drink for a friend of mine. And they wanted, a vodka or something. So I went up and I asked for a vodka and Coca-Cola. And he came back with a vodka and Corona. I know, right?
How does that work exactly?
And I mean, I've lived in a couple of countries in Europe, and, you know, for the most part, it's fine. But for some reason, I just had all these little instances of not being understood abroad, in New York, I should say. Like, I don't know, man.
And they call themselves Irish people.
I know, right? Well, they might not have. I mean, it depends where you are.
Yeah, I'd say, like, the Irish people I know, like, your accent's the easiest one to understand of most.
It is.
Yeah, like, so much of that proper kind of, not gritty, but kind of like, it almost slurs, even though they're not drunk.
Which, fine?
No, I mean, like, I know other Irish people.
Where are they from in Ireland, though? It depends.
I have fucking no idea. Oh,
man, it could change 20 minutes down the road. Like, where I'm from, you can tell if someone's from a specific town, never mind a region. You know, it's just like that. I was a tour guide for 4 years. That's my excuse. You know, that's why I've got such a clear diction. Games.
Yeah, probably should in 20 minutes.
So, speaking of video games set in Ireland, anyone ever play Folklore on the PS3?
No.
No, me neither.
Nope. Never even heard of it.
What did people actually play this week?
I've been playing Far Cry 4 and Geometry Wars 3.
Okay. Start with Geometry Wars 3. Let's get that out of the way.
It's pretty much like Geometry Wars 2, except from now the map turns and has on different shapes. You know, like Super Stardust?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, but all the there are like circle levels, but there are sort of ones which are like peanut shapes and cubes, and it's really, really difficult to get used to.
Can you see the whole map at the same time?
You can only see like what is like on that side of the shape, if that makes sense.
Not sure I like that.
It's good. It's still fun, but it like because with Jonas, it's always been you shoot behind you. Mm-hmm. That's generally how it's always been.
Yeah, you lead everything. That is just a game about kiting. I mean, that's
Basically, yeah. But in this one, you have to shoot backwards and shoot forwards because of the fact. Unlike say like with the cube ones, when you reach like the the edge of like one surface, like one face, it then flips the map, but it keeps going. It's like there's no. So basically, you can come up to the edge, and there could be an enemy on the other side of it. And basically, you can go around the corner and die instantly because I thought you couldn't physically see them. So every time you go around the face, you have to keep shooting in that direction, otherwise, you're fucked. It's really fucking tough, but it's still really fun. Especially, it's got everything from Geometry Wars 2, but then it's just got all this new stuff as well. So.
Right.
Still good, and it's still like 13 quid or something. So
yeah, 15 like, euros. So I don't know what that translates to.
I think it's $12.99. But yeah, like it's still a great game. Like yeah, I'll guarantee you'll still be playing it for the next year. Just like yeah, it's one of those games you can just turn on, play for 20 minutes, and then fuck off.
Yeah, I was like that with Geometry Wars 2. Chime. I really liked Chime.
It is good.
Huh.
It's still good though.
Now Far Cry 4. How much of that have you played?
I've finished the actual campaign today, this morning, because of the fact I just kept getting distracted by everything else to do in the game. I kind of forced myself to finish the campaign this morning because I'm going to start actually writing my review for it today. So, well, when I come off this,
I'm the same. I've put like 10 hours into it. I'm about a third of the way through, and I'm only now just on the mission where I'm going to visit my dad's house. Which is like the very beginning of the game.
I literally don't remember that mission at this point.
Yeah, it's just after the first time you have to make a choice between going with your one or the other.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah. I really hate those choices. Obviously, like, won't spoil things.
Man, they're pretty harsh.
They really are. They're literally...
first one, at least, is
They're not far off, like, you know, punch a baby in the face or punch a puppy in the face.
Yeah.
There's really not... Like, you're a bastard either way, and the other person hates you for picking that other person. There's literally no, like, middle ground, or it's you save the thing or you destroy the thing, but then you'll probably destroy the thing anyway.
Yeah, it's that, isn't it? Oh, you got that intelligence. That's great. Everyone is dead.
Yeah.
Go to the church and pray and find out why your father would be disappointed from you with you beyond the grave. Oh. Thanks.
It's so dumb.
That's a thing that happens. I had to go and have an hour pray and think about my sins. I was one step away from getting a confession box and being like, you know, sorry I let all those people die. But, you know, shit happened. What's the most mental thing that's happened to you? What's the most, like, just fucking, what the fuck?
Had a few. I don't really remember, to be honest. I've been like just powering through the game the past couple of days. It's kind of all gone into a blur. It's like I'm enjoying the shit out of it, but I can't really think of anything that's been that like mental.
I had a really cool image where an ambush on a road went wrong, and I ended up falling off a cliff, and I climbed back up the cliff quite quickly. It was like a small cliff, like a hill type of cliff.
Yeah,
and climbed back up. Everything was burning. Suddenly, two fucking rhinoceroses, rhinos, just come like a fucking film, like come through the fire at me. I was like, I didn't do anything to these. I had to wingsuit away. I was like, nope.
The rhinos are funny on that game. They fuck shit up. You do not like the thing because you have to kill them to get some of the skins. And like, I've managed to kill one with a bow before, and it took me so long.
I did the there's one of the fashion missions you have to do kill a rhino. And that's where that was like a Jurassic Park moment because you can't see the rhino. All you can see is this big queue of trucks, and the trucks like up at the front are getting shunted and lifted aside.
Yeah.
Like, and all you're allowed to use is a shotgun. And that's a lot of fun. Like its mouth is tied up, it's covered in arrows, it's clearly been fucking shit up for a while. And it's vicious. It tossed a truck like where the bridge ended. Just tossed it off that down into the river.
I've been in like the crazy thing that's happened, just like from memory, is just like driving down the side of a road, mind my own business, and you know, like an elephant comes plowing through the bushes next to me and knocked me clean off the cliff and you know, just insta killing me.
Mm.
Like, that's pretty much anything you're thinking. Like, those, I fucking hate the eagles in that game.
I was going to ask about that.
God damn. They just come out of fucking nowhere and then they just start attacking you and then they instantly piss off again.
And dogs.
I'm not that much trouble with the dogs in it.
Man, no, the dogs are the worst.
Like, I've been just trying to clear up achievements on that, like, over the course of the day. And I, like, did all, like, the bell towers and you unlock a signature gun called the Buzzsaw. Holy shit, that thing is mental. The Buzzsaw, I think it's called. It's like literally the bottom one on the signature costs like 400 grand.
Mm.
It literally just fucking mows through everything. Have you run into like, the armored guys yet?
No.
They were in Far Cry 3. Like they were kind of heavy. Yeah. It tears them apart. It kills them in like half a second. It just ruins everything. It's so much fun.
That does sound like fun. I might have to get myself one of those. I've been just using the sniper rifle, the bow and arrow. Like a machine gun. And the flare gun's not as fun in this game. In the last game, you'd fire the flare gun at a Jeep and set fire to the Jeep.
I use Molotovs so often in this game. Yeah. They're so much fun just setting everything on fire. It's good.
Yeah, like that game so far is like, it's great. It's like, it's Far Cry 3, but I play Far Cry 3 on 360 and I'm playing this on the PS4. So it's like, instantly, this is prettier, which makes a huge difference when you're flying across it. And it's just so mental. Like, nothing ever goes to plan.
That's a good way of putting it. It is literally just Far Cry 3, but in a new setting.
Yeah.
And there's like
the helicopter.
Yeah. The only difference is I don't think they'll be able to get away with doing that again for the next one.
No.
They need to change it.
I'd like them to go back to the Far Cry 2 and look what they can do with that.
Far Cry 3, that was on the desert, wasn't it?
Far Cry 2 was Africa, yeah.
Africa, yeah. Yeah, we have malaria. Talking
and throw money at them and say, make Far Cry 2, 2.
Yeah, it's good. I'm enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mike, I don't know, did you play Far Cry 3?
I played Far Cry 3 very, very briefly and sort of after a couple of hours just couldn't be bothered anymore. The Far Cry games have never held my interest at all.
Right, then don't bother with this one because it's pretty much the same thing.
That's what I hear.
What have you played so, Mike, if you've not been playing?
Okay. Well, let's get that out of the way, shall we? I have been playing Assassin's Creed Unity, which has been the talk of the town for weeks, mainly because of the problems it's got. Which, depending on who you talk to, it's it varies wildly, because some people claim it to have problems that it's virtually unplayable. I didn't have that many problems. I only had problems sort of early in the game, so it's basically the first next-gen thing, the next-gen Assassin's Creed game. They've done away with all the, you know, there's none of the sailing and all that was in Black Flag.
Is there none at all?
No, nope. not I think it's all set just within Paris.
Ships in Paris, dude.
I just assumed it had it anyway.
No, there's no boat at all, because of all the stuff you could do in Black Flag and that, it makes the game, the actual area of the game, seem a lot smaller. But, you know. So there's all been this been talk about frame rate and graphical issues. I did have some initial frame rate problems. I was doing a mission inside Notre Dame, and where there didn't appear to be a lot going on, but yet I was trying to sort of go around the top floor to sort of get the drop on somebody, and I suddenly found myself in basically playing a slideshow for a couple of minutes, which was not fun, because I kept trying to go, okay, go this way, and I kept finding myself going back and two for a few minutes before the frame rate finally picked up and I was able to go where I wanted to. But I didn't have any problems after that. There's weird clipping, like people go through I killed somebody and he went through the floor and started having a convulsion or something before he just started lying there. That's a weird thing that seems to happen a lot to the enemies. But it is probably, I said in the review that it is probably, after Black Flag, it probably is actually my second favourite Assassin's Creed game that I've played. The main character, Arno, is kind of a light version of Ezio, really, and he's nowhere near as interesting. The most interesting character in the game is actually, what's her name now? Elise, the female, who's sort of essentially a love interest in the game. But she's by far the single most interesting character in that game.
But there's a twist, Mike. What's the twist?
Do I want to give that away in case people haven't played it?
They put out a trailer about it, didn't they?
Don't put
it away, but just know your love interest has a twist.
Yeah.
It's not
the twist. You actually find it out quite early on in the game, to be fair. Probably about the second or third level in, I think. What would be interesting for people like Jeff is the sheer amount of, I mean, you were talking about, Lee, about getting distracted by side stuff in Far Cry 4. I mean,
yeah,
Assassin's Creed Unity has side stuff coming out of there's just everywhere you go, there's something to do. You know, as you reveal more of the map, it is literally littered with side missions everywhere you look.
Yeah.
And there's millions of chests everywhere. There's just, you know, I probably could have got the game beaten a lot quicker than I did if I hadn't been basically trying to get chests that were locked and trying to do all these side missions in various places. But anyway, I've got to talk about it. So,
like, I've been playing it as well.
I'm finding story.
I've come across no bugs, no, like.
No, I said I've not had anything game breaking.
No, not had anything at all, except
just
the frame rate is fucking terrible.
The frame rate is. I love the way that there's loads of crowds and stuff, and this is the first Assassin's Creed game that really feels like it's taking place in a living, breathing area. The problem is the crowds also cause frame rate problems because there's that many people. It just sort of it does slow down, and the crowds also get in your way if you're trying to get somewhere.
Yeah, like this is the thing. Like back in the very first, I want to say even the first Assassin's Creed, if not the first, definitely the second. You could hold down a button as you walked.
Yeah,
and it would just push people out of your way. That button isn't in this game.
It supposedly is, but it doesn't work very. You're supposed to be able to. I've been playing the Xbox One version, and you're supposed to be able to push people out of the way by holding the B button, but it doesn't work. It doesn't work most of the time.
Is that a thing?
Cause it pushes like one person out of the way, and then you're still getting stuck behind people.
I haven't even seen that. Like,
I'm pretty sure it does actually prompt you at some point, but it doesn't work very well. I find running through the crowd is just the easiest way to deal with them. But then, you know, the guards suddenly look at you if you start running. So.
But this is the other thing. There's only walk and run. There's no, like, jog anymore. You used to be able to, like,
Two speeds.
Yeah.
Very slow and very fast.
In Assassin's Creed 3, it annoyed me that they took it out. But then it's on the stick. It's on the trigger. It's like an analog thing. You can have to press the trigger and he'll jog.
Yeah.
And in this game, you just have to run. You can't just walk. Like,
yeah. Also, what is fun is, while they've tried to sort of add more attention to detail with having lots of little boxes and stuff around, they also get in your way when you're trying to get somewhere. You end up jumping on. You're trying to run and you end up find yourself perched on a box and you have to jump down again.
That's always happened on those games.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that it feels like in Unity there's a lot more of that stuff around for you to get stuck on.
I think it's been okay for me, for the most part. With that type of stuff.
By the way, the way you're supposed to be able to, if you find a window, you're supposed to be able to hold the left trigger to jump into it, that hardly ever works for me. And it's annoying. I'm trying to get in this window and I'm holding the left trigger that's supposed to make you go in and he won't move, he just stays hanging on the side or something. I'm like, and you know that. That's the biggest annoyance I found when trying to get around. You can actually go inside a lot of buildings in this, and you know, you stand on a box and they look at you like, you know, get out of my building or something.
Like, I actually think they've made a lot of smart things with the parkour and that.
Oh yeah.
In terms of like, I love this the way you can hold another button now and just go down instead of up, and yeah, the animations are fucking gorgeous. Like, they've done so much work just making it feel cooler as you run around. That's why the frame rate's such a pain, because you know it looks so smooth and then the frame rate starts chugging and it's like, god damn it. So I've actually stopped playing until the frame rate patch 3 just came out. Frame rate patch is supposed to be the next one, and then I'm gonna go back to it. I'm kind of, Far Cry 4 is holding me off while I
I mean, it does when sort of the traversal stuff is working how you want it to. It looks, it's really good to look at. It looks, you know, the way he'll just sort of run sideways across a roof and then sort of slide down to the neck, to the lower level, and that,
yeah,
it goes together really well, and it looks good. And as I say, it is an enjoyable game. As I say, the story's pretty much, you know, been done to death. It's not particularly, you know, there's nothing particularly groundbreaking about the story. My favourite thing, though, is the assassination missions that you get. And you basically have a target, and they'll be in some sort of building, and there's guards everywhere. And you basically, it's kind of sandboxy, because you basically get to choose how you approach it. You know, there are several ways you can get in.
That game's been needing since it was ever, like, first shown.
Yeah,
like, assassin,
that was, like, the promise of the very first game was, yeah, that.
Yeah. That's it. For a game that is about an assassin, you don't really do much assassinating.
Yeah, it's like, there'll be guards.
You're getting lots of, like, sword fights and things like that, but not many actual.
Yeah, and as
super sneaky.
There'll be multiple ways to get to your target, and then there'll be things you can do to sort of make things easier on yourself. Like, you can bribe, in one of the missions, you can bribe someone to let you to open a window for you, so you can get into a building easier. Or you can, like, there's a place where there's a prison, and you can release the prisoners basically that distract all the guards, so you can get passed unnoticed and things like that. So, you know, there's lots of little things like that, which, so they are by far the best part of that game for me. And there are a lot of them as well. So
from the sounds of it, it's like, yeah, they're good things, but at the same time, they're like things that really should have been in the game anyway. Oh, well, yeah, they should have really been in, like, the series.
But they're in there now.
Yeah, it's only took
all the better. Yeah, and it's all the better for it as well. The single thing I like most about that game is the assassination stuff, because it's just.
It's to be personal. I'm just kind of done with Assassin's Creed now. I'm just bored of it.
You know what? I can fully appreciate that position.
Yeah, I really enjoyed them. Just the, like, there's just, as it was, it's gonna be the sixth or seventh one now.
Seventh, not including Rogue or the Handled.
Oh yeah, with Liberation. Yeah. Then there was the semi standalone one as well.
Can't believe I finally got my Irish assassin. And one, he's not an assassin. And two, it's like it's the sideshow cast off game for the year. It's like, come on, guys.
Yeah, it's a game that barely.
Rogue. It's like people just. I forgot that ever even existed.
I didn't.
Like, there's been no marketing for it. There's been nothing.
They had all those trailers. I used to believe in the Creed.
I honestly
I've seen a
trailer.
I talked to someone who'd been playing Rogue for review for Brutal Gamer, and they basically said, initially they thought it was essentially just Black Flag 1.5, and they said they thought it was good, and then when they stewed on it, they realised it's not really that good. I mean, for what it's worth, I mean, two different reviewers, but you know, we gave Unity a higher score than Rogue for what that's. I haven't really read many reviews about Rogue, so I don't know what the general consensus is.
Yeah,
generally,
that's what I mean.
I got sent review copies of both, and Unity came about a week before Rogue did. Rogue arrived the day of release.
Yeah, press got that release day.
Whereas I had Unity a week before it came out, so.
Just one of those games that just released and no one was quite sure what it was or what it did. And
one more thing, I'm waiting
for the inevitable PS4 upgrade for Rogue.
I don't think it's going to happen anymore.
Well, if it doesn't happen, I'll get the Xbox 360 version for a tenner.
Yeah, why not? Well, say one thing about Unity, I played a bit of the co-op, not a huge amount. Right, as is probably usual for this sort of thing, I advise you, if you're going to play co-op, play it with people you know. Don't play with randoms, because that way pain lies. Because, yes. You know, it's kind of I used to play like the competitive multiplayer in the previous Assassin's Creed games. I used to love people who just ran around killing anything that moved, because it was easy for me to beat them. You know, whereas in this, it just basically causes you to fail. They're still playing it the same way, and this time it costs you.
By the way, this game, Assassin's Creed, is currently on the front page of the BBC under the technology heading for Ubisoft apologizes for Assassin's Creed Unity bugs.
Have you seen that? That is quality, what Ubisoft are doing.
Well, it's quality.
But they have to do something. It would have been quality if the game had been released.
No, because people have completely like misread it.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. No, like...
See? But then you get a free game as well.
Yeah.
People are making out to be like, oh, yeah, you're fucking us for, like, we're not getting any DLC. And it's like, are getting the DLC. Everyone's getting the DLC. But then you also get a 30 quid game for free.
Yeah.
Well, if you bought the season pass, you get the free game. If you didn't, you don't get it.
Yeah.
No, everyone's getting the DLC.
No.
Everyone's getting the DLC, but the free game is only for people that bought the season pass.
But why should someone who didn't pay the season pass get the free game?
No, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, you know, that's what it is.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm cool with it. Like, Dead Kings was
you talk about saying 30 quid games, though, The Crew is actually listed as one of the games you can get for free, which is interesting, because
Far Cry 4 is listed.
Yeah, Far Cry 4 is on the list as well, it's not like they're giving you some old... I mean, there are a couple of older games on the list, but, I mean, a couple of them are new ones, and one of them isn't even out yet, so...
Hang on, I've got breaking news. It turns out it's difficult to please people on the internet.
I just don't understand how you can complain, and the best thing is the people complaining... The people who don't own the fucking game.
I mean, whatever.
It's completely irrelevant what you say.
Just don't read the comments. Just don't ever.
I can't help it. I do it all. I know I shouldn't.
Sometimes, like, there's a bit of, like, I don't know, like, masochism in it. Just like, yeah, sure.
Like, if you want to see the worst comments on the internet, right? Breaking news. Breaking news. Like,
oh,
the
you
Facebook
mean Daily
page.
Mail? Yes.
No. The actual breaking news one was is it NBC? I can't remember who it is, who Breaking News is. But yeah, whatever. Their actual Facebook page, the Breaking News one. Just read any comments on any news story that goes out on that. It's literally just full of very angry, very racist people. It's just, when you read it, you just want to punch through your face.
Go to Daily Mail. Yeah, Daily Mail.
Like, yeah, but Daily Mail, you kind of... I expect it. Yeah, but, like, this is just a general breaking news thing. You know, it links out to all different publications, and so you expect to be a much broader audience, but it isn't. It's just the only people that comment on it are just people who just make you lose faith in humanity.
Yeah, but in fairness to breakingnews.com, like, it's really hard to read their comments, because it's usually just long lines of tweets in their articles. Like,
yeah.
This website is... What? I might have to... Where's the manual?
No, not about their actual websites and just their Facebook one.
Do you know what really... This is a bad thing, I know, but do you know Humans of New York?
I fucking
hate the comments on Humans of New York.
Yeah.
I love the project. I love him going around, taking all those pictures. I find stories fascinating. But then it's like, yeah, this is so heartfelt and warming. Or, oh, don't worry, don't give up on your dreams. Or faith in... My fucking worst... Faith in humanity restored. Really? It took a fucking post on Facebook? Is your faith...
It wasn't like just the homeless people you walk past every day and the people trying to help them. And...
Is your faith in humanity that fickle that a fucking Facebook post is going to renew your faith in it, or renew your trust in humanity? Or maybe you're being a little bit hyperbolic and all you actually meant was, I greatly enjoyed this.
Yeah, pretty much.
I feel like
I
feel somewhat better after reading this and the sentiments behind it. Thank you, poster. Like,
yeah.
Oh, go fuck yourself, internet. Like,
that is it. Oh my god, it just, like, every time I can't help it. I always read the comments for breaking news, just because, like, it's a really handy way of getting news. Just, yeah, I'll be on my phone or something. It's just it'll pop up, just like important things or monumental things that pop up, and then, like, people comment and shit like, how is this important? It's like they've just landed something on like a planet, on like a comet millions of miles away.
Oh, that's the fucking worst. Oh, you know, like, child is sad because ice cream melted. And then someone, like, yeah, okay, fair enough, bullshit story. But then someone else is like, yeah, well, meanwhile, there's Ebola in fucking, you know, Africa. And it's like, yeah, they wrote about that. Some people want to know about the kid and his ice cream. You know, what about the bear that lost his balloon? Like, you know, or
some people want to read something a bit more lighthearted.
Well, police help woman get the husband out of tree, and it's like, yeah. In the meantime, you know, 12 people were murdered in India, and it's like, yeah. I'm pretty sure Ipswich police weren't responsible for catching the people who were murdering others in fucking Uzbekistan. You pricks!
Just, it's so true, though. That's the problem. Oh, I fucking hate the internet.
Or why are they protesting in Ferguson when there's all this sad stuff happening? You know, it's like, because they've got fucking convictions, you prick. Like, you don't have to agree with everything, and it's kind of shitty that sometimes it has to come to that. But
the best thing is, it's almost as if, like, the people in the break news, they don't understand that there are other people in the world who follow this news source. It's just a... This is
hang on.
Why are you posting it to me?
It all revolves around me. What are you saying? I'm the most important thing in this universe. Me. I've played enough video games to know that I'm destined to save it, okay?
Me.
Fucking Gamergate.
Do we even want to open that can of worms at this point?
No, only to open it and shout into it, go fuck yourself. And then close that tin again. Like, drop that grenade in and then just fucking leave.
Stop caring about it. I just don't understand it. Because I thought I realised what it was about.
But they don't know what it's actually about ethics and game journalism, you know?
Well, yeah, that's what I thought. I thought it was like the ethics of game journalism.
No, it's not.
That's what I thought it was. But then it's all about, like, feminism and sexism and then, like...
They hate women.
Yeah, but then it turns out, then it's also about that. But then I don't know, is that pro-gamers gay or against it? I really don't understand.
My favourite comment is a classic saying, Gamergate can't be a misogynist movement, we have women. I said, well, that's like saying, I can't be racist, my best friend, I have a black friend, you know?
And it's like, okay, like, fair enough, like, I don't think that everyone who subscribes to Gamergate is a misogynistic fucking
dick. To be fair, they're probably a minority in all honesty.
Well,
they're just the loudest people, that's the problem.
This is the thing, though, is like, structurally speaking, as a thing on the internet
Gamergate doesn't have one.
It's just...
Can someone please explain to me what is, like, which side is the pro side and which side is the con side? And then
we're all
like, which side is the one for liking better game journalism, and then what side is the we hate all women side?
Well, if you believe some of them, it's all of it is about wanting better game journalism. And anyone who says otherwise isn't Gamergate, regardless of whether they're using the tag.
That's the problem with the tag.
Anyone can use it.
Yeah, I've just got to the point where just like using TweetDeck and just blocking any, like just having like the instant mute or block of any time those like set of words appear. It's just like, I just don't understand. I'm just going to pretend this isn't happening.
I've just given up at this stage. I don't know whether either of you saw that thing I put on Twitter a while ago, that video of that guy with a puppet basically dissecting the thing. It was about 20 minutes long or something. And I got basically tweets accusing me of spreading misinformation by posting the video. And I'm like, go away. I don't want to know. I just thought it was interesting.
No.
Don't get me involved.
You are a sexist, sir.
You, sir, are a bastard.
I don't understand the internet.
No.
I like
Hello,
the
listeners.
Internet,
how are you?
I don't like the internet more times than I do like it.
So subscribe to our internet radio show.
There is that internet radio program.
I don't know.
So anyway, yeah. So,
oh yeah, video
Assassin's Creed Unity. It's pretty good. So if you don't buy it, but don't buy it for the PC. Whatever you do, because that's a mess apparently.
I have a good topic. If we're good to move on from games.
Oh yeah, gamers are dead. Move on.
Yeah, that one too. What is with all the broken fucking games? What I don't understand, what happens to games coming out and then working?
Black Friday.
We're currently Nearing 3 weeks now, and Halo Master Chief Collection still doesn't work if you want to play with people.
It seems to be a major part of why people play that game.
Yeah, well, the only reason I bought the Master Chief Collection, which I assume a lot of people did, is to play it with friends. But I've so far played, I think, 5 matches of the game in nearing 3 weeks now. And it just doesn't work. And, what's her name? The lead woman for 343, Bonnie Ross or something? I can't remember her name. It's something like that. She came out and went, yeah, it's still broken, Zoz. Like, well, you know, give us an estimate, like, time of fix. And, like, in, like, read through, like, the lengthy thing, it basically just says, we'll continue to try and fix the game over the coming weeks and months. Like, oh, cool! So I might be able to play it next year!
That's handy. Well, yeah. just in time for Valentine's Day.
I've just got to the point where, like, I've always been one for, like, pre-ordering games and... But I think I may stop pre-ordering games now, just because I'm so sick of fucking buying games that don't work. Like you said, Unity was fucked. You know, Far Cry 4 has had a shitload of bugs patched out. I'm still getting the one where my audio stops working every like half hour. And then like Master Chief Collection just doesn't work. Destiny was fucked because of PSN. There was another game that was fucked recently as well. I can't think what it is. Like Advanced Warfare.
I was going to say, it wasn't really buggy as such, but World of Warcraft buckled under the new expansion for a few days.
That was probably
as much to do with the fact that subscribers jumped by a third all of a sudden.
That's included into that, but a much lesser extent, because like, Blizzard openly came out and went, yeah, we fucked up, we didn't expect the launch.
We didn't expect that many people.
Yeah. And people were still able to play, just if you wanted to play, you had a big queue time, but you were able to play eventually. And that was fixed in, 2 days? Max?
Yeah. So Blizzard like, don't mess around with Blizzard, any problems that happen, Blizzard are quick on the case, so it's usually... But yet people still go on like it's the worst thing ever.
Yeah, it's like, you were still able to... You had a queue time. I don't play World of Warcraft, but even I know that's how World of Warcraft has always been around when expansions come out. You can play, it does work. You've just got to wait. I don't. Yeah.
But all the games are broken. They're trying to. I think they're being pushed into deadlines, and they're like, "No, you have to get it out of this day." Okay, we'll just have.
I'm getting to the point where like the things like that are genuinely starting to put me off games, and that's like so depressing to say, but it's so true.
Just gonna put it out there. Wii U, shit works.
Really do want one. I'm keeping an eye out to pick one up.
I've ordered Smash Brothers and the GameCube controller adapter because I got 4 game controllers, and this house is going to host an 8-person tournament.
Pay for my plane ticket.
Hey man, if you want to come over, crash in the house. You can definitely play some Smash Brothers. I won't even charge you a fee.
It's the way Nintendo run. It's basically, you know, they say no. No, you're not putting... No, don't put that out. Fix that stuff, then put it out.
Yeah. That's it. I'm keeping my eye on the Wii U. I really am. Like Smash looks so fucking good.
And Mario Kart's the most played game in this house. Like, it's just...
Yeah, Mario Kart.
And the new tracks are awesome. There's an Excitebike track in the new in the DLC.
It's like the only platform that has been consistently not broken.
Mm. And the games are great. Like... Yeah, I've got a bunch of really good games. Like, fair enough, like, you know, I'd feel like if I didn't have the PS4 or something, like Alien Isolation is one of my favorite games of the year. I like Evil Within, you know, all of those games are great. But then you've got like Mario Kart, Smash is coming out. Mario 3D World was great. You've got like Bayonetta 1 and 2. Bayonetta is really fun, it turns out. Like, God damn it, the Wii U, like anyone who says, oh, the Wii U, like,
yeah, fair enough. It gets a lot of shit, but I don't really understand why.
If I had to pick one, it would probably still be the PlayStation, if only for the fact that, you know, I like to sit on my own in the dark and play single-player games. But for if you live in a house where you've got friends coming over, like Mario Kart just can't be beaten. But yeah, broken games suck, you know?
It's a consistent thing now, and it's, again, just fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm interested to see how the crew will do.
Oh God!
Yeah, I can't wait.
They've delayed that. They've delayed that so many times. It had better be working on ports. Look at it this way.
Or the division. I can't say anything about it yet, but once it comes out, I'll talk about it. And
I played it at EGX last month, and it was all right. You know, it didn't blow me away, but it was all right, I thought.
I may or may not have played it fairly recently, and...
Oh, yes.
Cool. Yeah. I'm not talk about that.
Yeah, that's... It's out next week, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, it's
Super
6.
It's up soon.
I think it's next week. Oh, God, I can't wait to talk about that.
Cool.
Well, you know, we'll probably be talking about it in next year, but possibly.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I just thought we're going to do a Game of the Year thing soon.
No, we don't.
We do.
No, we don't.
We're not doing it. Yeah. Barry refuses.
No. So games are dead.
Games dead.
Games aren't dead. Games are dead.
Oh, really?
God, get it right.
That sucks. Just before Christmas?
Yeah, sorry.
At least let me see you at dinner.
No.
You're finished.
Games are dead.
I mean...
Sorry. You can't. You're already dead. You can't see you have dinner.
But they're doing this Jurassic Park marathon at the weekend, and I was really hoping I could hang around. Like, maybe.
What? Just face it. You're dead. What don't you understand about this?
I actually really liked that article. You know, I thought it was.
I'm not alive and read it. I don't do reading.
Well, it's not. Yeah. Well, you know, you write for a half living, like, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I write things, and I'll read the thing I write to make sure it makes sense, and then I kind of don't read
it. So you only read the shit you write yourself?
Pretty much, yeah.
So what happens when you go to a restaurant, and you're like, okay, man,
I'll look at the pictures.
I'm not going to read your menu. Like, yeah. How about I just write out...
That looks like beef. I'll have that.
I just point at the picture.
I want that.
I want that one.
Pretty much.
How do you handle bars? Do you just point at the taps?
Oh, no, I already know what I drink, though, so...
What do you drink? What's your drink of choice?
It depends. Are we talking, like, a casual, like, thing at the pub when I watch the football? Or do you mean when I go out?
Okay, so pro versus, like, amateur drinking. Like, you know, if you're hitting the big leagues, if you're turning pro, what do you drink?
Yeah, basically, like, I mean, if I'm... I was a big rum drinker. I'd love rum.
Ooh.
I mean, like, white rum and spiced rum. I can drink so much of that, and I'm going to have one straight after this. I've got a bottle of Havana brought back from Cuba.
Oh, lovely.
Sat next to me. So
no, I can't. Dark rum. Dark rum's my kryptonite. Everyone has that one drink, right? Mine is dark rum.
Yeah.
Severely dark spice.
Mine is Jack Daniels.
I'm not a big whiskey drinker. I don't mind this stuff, but like...
It's the only whiskey I've ever had, and I've refused to touch whiskey ever since.
Yeah, you can't count Jack Daniels whiskey. Just,
well, okay, fair enough.
Even I'm not a big whiskey drinker, even I know. you can't like whiskey, then you're going to go with Jameson's.
I like Jameson. I didn't say I'm a whiskey connoisseur. I just said I like Jameson.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, come on.
It's okay.
Ugh.
Yeah, like I said, mainly like you know, just going down the pub and it'll be like, you know, so I'll have like 7 or 8 pints and it'll just
Jesus
be like,
Christ,
what?
That's expensive.
Well, £3 a drink, it's not bad.
£3 a drink, Jesus, where the fuck are you drinking?
Down my local.
It's like €5, €5.50.
Yeah, but you also live in Dublin.
I know. I got a lot of nice places I can drink. I might go out after this.
And I already know Dublin's very expensive. I remember paying. I think I paid nine. No, it was. I think it was £9. It worked out as well, like €11 for a double Bacardi and Coke.
Where the fuck did you buy that? Was it Whelan's?
What the fuck is a Whelan's?
Whelan's is the name of a bar.
I don't remember that weekend. So
your bank account does, by the sounds of it.
Yeah, I remember. On the last day there, because like we went for a long weekend. I spent €250 in 6 hours, and I then don't remember that Sunday.
Well. You have clearly too much money on your hands.
I wish.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Nope. He did. At one stage.
I might be going back to Dublin for a long weekend.
I
saw it for next year, like early next year. That's a very fun place to go out.
Yes, it is. It's really good, crack. I really like it. There's some bars along the river. There's one called the Workman's, which is kind of cool when it's not too busy. There's a place on top of a bar called Porterhouse, which is it's nice. I like it. You know, I live right. One of my favorite bars is now my local. I live right across from it, and it's great. I sometimes work there. Like I bring my work there, and I just sit down and I get a little bit tanked while I do my work. Not very often though, because
I've done
healthiest thing to do.
Yeah, so I've only really done Temple Bar in Dublin, and that was like a long weekend.
Right, well, we can fix that.
Yeah, maybe.
Mike, you come too.
Yeah.
Just don't tell Zeth.
I'd love to go to Dublin one day.
It's so cheap to fly out there. It's so cheap.
Man, it's as cheap to fly from fucking Manchester to Dublin. Almost as cheap as it is to go from Manchester to Preston by train.
Because trains are expensive.
Yeah, and they're getting more expensive.
I can't remember looking just a week for weekends. And a return flight from Birmingham to Dublin was, I think it was 50 quid.
Yeah.
Return flight. That's cheaper than it is for me to get to London, and I live on the main line to London.
Yeah.
Like an hour away. So
yeah, I was going to say, to get to London and back for EGX cost me a grand total of 60 quid, so.
Yeah.
Boy, am I glad that EGX is in Birmingham next year.
You say that, but at the same time, it is in Birmingham. So
well, yeah, there is that. But, you know.
Like, it won't have the same. Like, London was fun. Just the fact I could, like, after I left, I just went to a variety of different bars. And, like, this shit's at the NEC. And the NEC, I don't remember there being fuck all around it.
No, there is. Having been there for Resd recently, there is absolutely nothing around the NEC. Yeah. There is a bar in there, but that's about it.
Yeah,
it's basically by the airport, so it's in the middle of nowhere.
If you want to do anything, you
have to get a train into the city, basically.
Yeah. That's really not going to happen.
No.
Yeah, but I'll probably go to EGX next year just because of the fact it's in Birmingham and I don't have to then piss about with Euston Station and the Underground.
Yeah, I'll be able to get to Birmingham and back for about 15 quid from where I live, which is nice.
Yep. And we know Barry can get there for 60 quid from Dublin, so.
Yeah,
it's all sort of brought. It's happening.
We'll see. Next September.
Yeah.
You'll
literally be able to get off the plane and go straight to the NEC.
It's by the airport.
If I'm still on the islands, I'll pop over. We'll see.
So that's Barry.
We can do a full blown live reused assets episode.
Christ, that's the one thing actually. How do we make this show even worse than it already is? We put us all in the same room with one microphone.
Really drunk.
It's happened before.
No, we were still.
Lee wasn't there, but it did happen.
We were really, really tired. That's all.
Yeah, we were tired. We were trying to find somewhere to drink, but all the bars were closing by the time we got out of the film.
Anyway,
we just bought some drinks from a corner shop and sat in the hotel.
So, does anyone else have anything to talk about? I think we talked about games at one point. We really just bookended it for about 20 minutes. It's like we talked more about Ireland than about games, and then for some reason got back to Dublin.
Yeah, you know? There was some games in there somewhere.
Games. We were having a broken games conversation, but then.
Yeah, there was that.
I think we all agreed that we took the uncontroversial opinion of.
Broken games are bad.
It's bad, okay.
It became what's. I can't even remember the character's name you were doing then. I haven't watched South Park.
Mr. Garrison.
Don't kid you. Mr. Garrison.
Mrs. Garrison.
Mr. again.
Okay.
See, I don't even know how to say it. It's probably been like 10 years since I watched South Park, so I've got no idea.
The new season of South Park is fucking fantastic. It's so worth watching.
I never really got massive into it earlier.
It's basically just been ripping the shit out of games the whole time and how petty the things are. It's great.
Excellent. And on that bombshell.
Yeah, I think this is finished.
Goodbye.
I think this is a show.
Good luck.
Bye.
Ciao.
Goodbye.